Hey now, this is Karina Reichman here, coming at you live. It's 3 from the 7, baby. But before we dig in, and we have a very special guest here joining me today, because Raph is on a cross-country adventure. And I'm letting her have it, baby. I'm letting her have it. I can't wait to introduce you to our guest today. But before we get started, we got a little ad read. And let me just tell you, guitar legend G.E. Smith has teamed up with veteran soul singer-songwriter Leroy Bell on their new album, Stony Hill, which is out now. So go check it out. Get it on all the streaming services. Get it on not streaming services. Buy that thing. Come on now. The 11-song collection chronicles an in-depth look at where we stand as an American democracy without prejudice or presumption. And we could all use a little more of that. Thank you guys so much. And here we are. Take it away, baby. 3 from the 7. Hello, world, and welcome to 3 from the 7, Relix's weekly news podcast chronicling 3 jam band stories from the past 7 days. I am your host, and no, you're not listening to Raph. You're listening to your girl, Karina. Raph is on vacation, baby. She's on vacation. And when I say vacation, I don't mean vacation, because the girl's working. Let's not get that twisted. She works harder than anybody I've ever encountered. But she definitely may not be getting her, internet hotspots at strange parts of the country. And, I just said, Raph, you're traveling from New York to California with your man. Don't even worry about the podcast. I gotcha. And I've got some very special guests lined up these next 3 weeks, but we are kicking it off with perhaps the most special, and I don't mean to blow smoke. This is my dear friend, my platonic life partner, as I've called him on many occasions, my roommate, my dearest friend. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Isaac Sloan on the other end. What's up, Isaac?
Karina. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
Yo, he's playing it coy, man. He's playing it coy. But ladies and gentlemen, this is a very special person without whom I really don't think I would like jam bands. I wouldn't know about jam bands. I wouldn't know anything, really, without him. And he's also, back in my old life was very fast-paced, Did a lot of stuff in short periods of time. And then, Isaac, he's my roommate. Did I mention that in my long-winded intro of him?
You did, yeah.
Good, okay. Well, as my roommate, I would come home and tell you everything that had just happened over the course of a 2-week tour or even a weekend or whatever. And he has, the greatest memory of all time. So he remembers my antics more than I do. And so I'm always just, calling back to him, seeing if there's something that I missed. And there's always something I miss. So thank you for remembering everything, Isaac.
Of course. No, if you have any sort of deep Karina questions to the listeners out there, I'd be happy to answer as best I can. Anything about the trajectory of her career, anything about the DMs she may receive on any given occasion. We do a lot of talking. So actually, it's funny that at the hour of 10:30 on this Labor Day, we've decided to make it official, put it on record for 3 for the 7.
Dude, thank you.
Oh my God, I am feeling perhaps the biggest shoes. Raph Kenny Sincotta, a legend in the jam band world.
Legend.
One of my dear friends, who I'm just so excited she's taking Raph across the country with her love to California. Raph, we love you.
We love you so much. And they're big shoes to fill, Isaac. So, I know you're nervous. Just kidding. I know you're not nervous, but it's going to be great. It's going to really be great. And we're not, it's all going to work out.
Another detail of our friendship that you didn't include
Please.
In your introduction was that we spent quarantine together. When New York City was at peak coronavirus, Karina and I came up to the house we're in right now, and we spent months hanging out by the fire, listening to records, talking about the world, playing music, and So yeah, there's that too. I don't know.
There's
don't know
definitely that. I no, that. You should absolutely mention it. It's hugely important. Yeah. I mean, you know, my quarantine ride or die over here on the other end of this microphone right here. And we're in the room that we chronicled. We counted 106 consecutive nights in this very house in the Hudson Valley. And we're just very thrilled to be spending Labor Day weekend here. And I'm so glad you agreed to do the podcast. And this is just the best.
Very fun.
This is just the best. It's insane.
So what should we talk about?
Dude, there's so much to talk about. But, you know, you're the reason I like fish. Really. Realistically speaking. We don't have to go through the entire chronology of things. But we should probably talk about how dinner and a movie, speaking of quarantine, that's a good, you know, good little segue here. You know, everybody, Fish has had this amazing run with dinner and a movie, and we've been utterly blessed. And a lot of my friends, and, you know, myself included, I must say, though I'm not as avid a streamer as some, people have really lived for Tuesdays. Tuesday has just been the bow that ties it all together. Who knows what the hell happens in between Tuesdays, but what you know that you're going to see your fish on Tuesday night. And now, you know, they have just announced that dinner and a movie will now be a monthly occurrence as opposed to a weekly occurrence. So what do we make of this, Isaac? What's the takeaway here?
Well, right before they announced this, I was having a shower thought where I was like, I think my streaming intake has gone from being about once a week to about once a month. And I know you'd probably get a lot of heat for that. You know, I think, you know, as you said, a lot of people live for Tuesday.
Yes.
And, you know, for that reason, I'm sorry to hear that they are making it a once a month occasion. That being said, Fish is very good at ceremonial events. You know, they've been known to do that. And they've also been known to switch it up, to not play, you know, Halloween every year, to play around with the format of things. And, you know, this is them playing around with the format of things. And I think if we're just getting it once a month, it's going to be, they're really going to deliver on that. And that for that reason, I'm very excited. And, you know, not that we ever really know what they're up to, but, you know, who knows? I mean, I think they're saying we're not just a two-dimensional weekly habit or routine you can get into. I think they are going to show us that they can deliver in other ways as well, as they usually do.
I like that. I definitely like that. And I think, you know, it goes without saying, we've been utterly spoiled.
Oh my God.
It's just unbelievable. And of course, you know, we are definitely, you know, Fish stans, if you will. For the older population listening, that just means fans. It's a stupid way of saying fan with an F or a PH. Anyway, we're all about it, and it's a hard thing to keep up weekly.
It's definitely hard.
And it's you know, even though of course it's not the same undertaking as putting on a show, it's certainly, you know, you got to figure out, you know, the charitable component weekly, which changes, which is an amazing thing. You got to figure out the recipe. You got to figure out, you know, who's got the archival footage? Where is it? Which one are we doing? Why are we doing it? Who picks that? You know, it's a lot to figure out. So
completely. And also, they're really under the microscope. I mean, it's not like they have the live show for people to be, you know, sort of making their own memories at. I think, you know, as much as people get together for this in a COVID safe way and plan their weeks around it, you know, I found myself listening very closely at times. And, you know, that is, I think, a lot of pressure for an event, you know, to be listening that way. I think it's very different than attending a show and having the very live experience of it.
I would definitely agree. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Isaac is a scholar. And not only is he just a raging scholar in general, but he has put on Grateful Dead symposiums at NYU, and he put on this Fish Scholars Caucus out in Oregon.
Yes, That's was a graduate assistant for the Fish Studies Conference. It was a 3-day conference of scholarship.
Yes,
cross disciplines and people gave panels at Oregon State University. And that was a lot. I mean, talk about, you know, going under the microscope with Fish.
Yeah.
We really talked about a lot of different aspects of that. And, you know, it's been a fun thing with the dinner and a movie to talk to some of those folks about it. And especially around the 89 show that they showed and some of the kinds of more artistic film work of that, and also of the Deer Creek 95 show. I think just seeing those documents was so fun for so many people. And, I think with the monthly dinner and a movie, they will be, these real documents and real moments in time. And, hopefully we can all rise to the occasion of celebrating it on that day of the month, rather than the routine aspect of it being weekly.
Totally. And, perhaps even more celebratory than we ever were about it being once a week. They say, You don't know what you got till it's gone. So now people are going to be all about it.
That's how I feel about it.
I think so. Yeah. I think that makes a lot of sense. Also, Isaac was deep in the Relics fam over here. Isaac was a Relics intern and was most certainly up and around the office for 2.5 years when you were extremely young. Yes. Is that not correct?
No, from my sophomore year of high school to when I graduated high school. So yeah, those I guess 2.5 years.
Right.
And you and I think were the first high school interns that Relics had. I don't know if they...
I think that is true. I don't know if they've done much else since we trailblazed that path of glory, but I remember it was the summer between 11th and 12th grade for me, which was summer 2011, and you started that fall right after me, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Wow, so that is just great. I just want the listeners to know Isaac is very well schooled on this, all of this stuff, and we're very blessed to have you waxing poetic on all of it. So thank you,
Karina.
No, come on.
I love the Relics Familia.
The Relics Familia, dude.
You can check out anytime you like, but you can really never leave the Relics squad and...
It lives through you. Yes, it really
definitely.
Does.
No, I think that's
oh, my
really
God.
True.
It's so true. Well, Isaac, I want to talk about our other favorite band.
Oh,
and
yes.
By our, I mean really yours, but I got deep, deep love for this band as well because exciting things are happening. And we're talking exciting in COVID terms here.
Oh.
But you know what I'm saying. That COVID terms are all we got right now. So we got to, you got to carpe that TM.
No, I am very excited about this. The Disco Biscuits,
yes,
are playing the Yarmouth Drive-In in Yarmouth, Massachusetts, on Cape Cod, four nights, really going for it. October 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. Started with two nights. Those sold out immediately.
Probably because we bought all the tickets.
It's just going to be a bunch of our cars.
It's just going to be us and our friends. Just kidding. But we are going. All bullshit aside, yes, we'll see you there.
Karina, have you been to a drive-in concert ever?
Never in my life.
Me neither.
Holy shit, really?
You know what is a kind of an interesting thing about COVID live music is that everyone is having such an individualized experience. It's not like, all of our people hit all of these shows this year. It's
right.
Like... I caught 20 minutes of a guy playing saxophone on the street.
Yeah.
And somebody else caught his friend playing acoustic guitar. And somebody else is catching the drive-in show. But, these I'm really, when they announced them, I think we both had the let's not think too hard about it.
Yes.
Let's book our accommodations now. Let's go see the Disco Biscuits.
Just got to do it. You just got to do it. And we just spent a few days on Cape Cod not long ago, you and I and our loved ones. That was
so
really
fun.
Really fun. We have a very soft spot for the Cape. Any Cape people listening, we feel you, we love you. What do they call it? The elbow, the arm and hammer, something like that.
The arm and hammer, otherwise known as Cape Cod. But going back to the Disco Biscuits for a second and the drive-in format.
Please.
The Disco Biscuits have a history, and I don't even know if we ever spoke about this, of scoring, live scoring movies.
Oh my God.
And they're going to be at a drive-in theater with screens.
Yeah.
So there is some buzz around the idea that one of the 8 sets that they're going to play over 4 nights will be a live scoring of a feature film.
Oh, Isaac.
They started with the Japanese anime classic Akira in 1999. Fall 2001, they did, I think, 4 different live scores consecutive nights around Halloween, including Alice in Wonderland, including Run, Lola, Run.
Wow.
One of the Charlie Brown movies. I'm not sure which one.
This is insane.
And then Tron in 2015, New Year's Eve.
Right.
And So yeah, I don't know if they will one of those sets start just projecting a movie as if we're at the drive-in and live score it. But I'm really hoping that that'll happen.
Well, and Isaac, thank God you're here. First of all, if you were to pick, if in your wildest dreams you could pick the movie that they were to live score, what would you say?
Well, I'm hearing some requests for Girls Trip.
From our live studio audience.
From our live studio audience. I was actually thinking, and this really, I've thought too much about this because I'm just so excited for going to see live music for the first time since March. But I would love to see a movie about the fight between good and evil, because
Yo.
I think, you know, that's on everybody's mind right now. And I think the Biscuits could really score something with a lot of adventure and action and, you know, people fighting the good fight. So I don't know what movie that will be.
Sure.
Because we don't really watch a lot of movies.
I'll tell you what, Isaac, and I do watch is the 2003 Adam Sandler comedy, Mr. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds we really like. And Girls Trip, everyone should watch.
Girls Trip, man.
It's a great New Orleans movie, and we really love New Orleans and Jazz Fest. And the first time we watched that, we couldn't believe the representation of New Orleans. It's just so wonderful.
Exactly, and I would be willing to bet that a lot of people listening right now really like New Orleans the way we do.
I think so.
I would be willing to bet.
And I think they also like to laugh, too. You know,
I
think the jam band community has a really great sense of humor.
Absolutely. But all bullshit aside here, I don't think that the Disco Biscuits should score Girls Trip or Mr. Deeds.
No, yeah, it's...
Maybe they should score... Jaws would be really something.
Jaws would be cool.
That would be cool. And that's a very classic drive-in movie. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Absolutely.
I'm sure there are many, many drive-ins around the country that are at least monthly... Are showing Jaws.
Yes,
but you know what? What about like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, dude?
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying like fight scenes.
Yes.
I don't know why I want to see people fight with the Disco Biscuits playing in the background.
That says more about you than about the Disco
Standing outside a car in October on Cape Cod. It's going to be freezing cold. If you're going, please have layers in your car. Also, the rumor is that the music plays through FM radio.
Right.
So I just want to advise listeners that they should bring a pair of headphones and get an app to listen to the radio on their phone to try that. I'm going to bring a number of, I'm just going to be a full wardrobe of different outfits and different kinds of speaker devices so we can have the best sound and the most comfortable attire.
It's a man who comes prepared for anything.
Really coming prepared. Tommy Bahama chairs.
Coming prepared for that 45-minute house dog party favor that goes along with the movie Hero.
That's really good. Do you have like a Biscuit song you want to hear?
Yes. Yes. And you see, you're the one who's taught, like, you know, I've never really seen a Disco Biscuit show without you. Is that true?
That might be true.
I think that is quite literally true. And I think I've seen about 20. At this point,
yeah,
maybe?
I would say that's about right.
You know, so, and without really, you know, we've seen him in New Orleans, seen him in Philly, seen him at the Cap, like that type of thing, but like never really traveled that far and wide to go see him, you know, and it's been a lot of after shows. Oh, Vegas. Yeah, there's that. Anyway, all I'm saying is I never know what the fuck these guys are up to on stage. I have no idea. And they're all my pals. Hi, guys. Are you listening? I don't know what you guys are doing.
She means that with, like, if Karina's saying she doesn't care about what's going on, it really means she actually really loves it and is willing to surrender to the experience of it.
My translator is correct.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge fan of it, and I think it's amazing, and I love going to the shows, but I'm always asking Isaac. I'm like, Isaac, what's happening now? Why is this song the end of the other song? Like, I know he knows all about the inversions and the this and the that and the reverse, blah, 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 whatever's going on. I'll tell you my favorite songs. I'll tell you what I'd like to hear.
Please.
I'd like to hear a Rock Candy.
Oh, yeah.
Karina loves Rock Candy.
Totally.
And Helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
Most importantly, Crickets in the Night. Hopping. Look out. Splatters. That's the one. Yeah. So like a Rock Candy, a Helicopters, and a Crickets would really do it for me. I like, you know what I like? I like Jigsaw Earth a lot. Like me an orc theme. I hope we're not speaking complete gibberish to the people listening. No, you guys like the Disco Biscuits. Yeah. How about Memphis?
Memphis, yeah.
What about you? You have anything in particular you're really hurting for?
Wow, that's a great question. No, I'm really just too excited to go see some shows. But I was thinking, like, the splatums of the crickets, I think, refers to a cricket being hit by a car.
Oh.
I think.
Well, God willing.
So, I don't know. I like a car-themed thing for the drive-in. The Gary Numan Cars, that song, Cars.
Here in my car.
Car, yeah. They covered that in 2010. Oh. So that may make a resurgence.
That would be phenomenal. I would love that. And Isaac, word on the street here is that you may or may not be going to see the Marcus King Trio.
Well, yes. Yeah, so
tomorrow evening.
Morris, Connecticut.
Yes.
Has a series of shows.
Talk about it.
Happening. And that is, I guess, an hour and 20 minutes from where I am now, which is, you know, far, but I mean, I haven't seen music in forever.
Worth it.
It is at a place called South Farms, and it is the Twilight Concert Series. And they have Marcus King Trio, as well as some comedy coming up, Dinosaur Jr., a bunch of Warren Haynes shows, Goose is going to be there. So they clearly love the jam band community, Twiddle. You know, I am curious about, I mean, like I said, everyone's having this very individualized experience of how live music is going for them in COVID times. And I think this place lays it out really well with their spacing of the pods. And it is live music played through a PA.
Sure, right? Sure. That's
it's
a big thing.
It's not a drive-in show, which is a big thing. And, you know, I think this is just so new. And I, much like yourself, am very invested in live music, the future of live music, innovations in live music.
Yeah.
And also just having a good time. So I hope to be checking out some of the Twilight Concert Series at South Farms in Morris, Connecticut. I think it starts, I don't know if there have been some others, but definitely Marcus King Trio is playing tomorrow, Tuesday. What month is it?
September 8th. That's it. That's it. And this this podcast will drop on Wednesday, September 9th. So if you're listening and you want to know how that show went, just write to Isaac, man.
Yeah, just write to me.
Just write to him.
We'll put you in touch with me.
Just go write to raffandkarina@gmail.com, and then I'll forward it to Isaac.
Please. I love emails.
Yeah, he's good to go. He's totally
good to go.
And he may or may not see the Goose shows as well. Is that correct?
Definitely. I have tickets for one of the Goose shows. I like Goose. Do you like Goose?
I like Goose as well. I think Goose is, like, pretty awesome. All bullshit aside, yeah.
Yes, I think one of the bands that was really up and coming before coronavirus happened, and I think a lot of people were very excited to see them at festivals in the spring. So for those of you who are listening who were like, oh, I really liked Goose, and then since have not listened to them quite as much, or were like, what happened to Goose? Goose is still a band.
Yes,
I'm
PSA.
I'm excited to hop on the train. PSA.
They're still doing it. They're coming out with all kinds of cool stuff. They had a really cool Live From Out There session that was
absolutely
really awesome. And they're, you know, Isaac, it's no secret that a lot, and I speak from personal experience here, a lot of these jam bands are not great to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to call anybody, you know, slovenly, but I'll tell you, the Goose guys look like a boy band.
They could masquerade as a boy band.
You know what I mean? They're a step away from Maroon 5. They're kind of cute. You know what I'm trying to say?
Absolutely.
Every time I see like a live Goose video, I'm kind of like, oh my God, is this a jam band? And then they're totally jamming hard. And I'm like, oh, you know, this is a breath of fresh air considering there are a lot of swamp creatures.
No, I agree. And I think, you know, that used to be maybe to the detriment of a jam band that, you know, if you looked too
good.
Normal. If you look too normal,
yeah,
it wasn't part of the style.
Sure,
you needed to have, you know, pirate pants.
Yeah,
whatever.
And like, you know, just Birkenstocks that don't fit.
Birkenstocks that don't fit.
And patchwork.
I think the world is really ready to embrace an attractive jam band, and I think Goose is definitely in the running.
I think it's great.
With the Carina Reichman project.
Hey, thank you, Isaac. Yes.
Bunch of good-looking kids
in
that group.
Just trying to keep it really aesthetically something or other. But, you know, that's kind of the beauty of the jam scene is that it's not about the look. It's not about the, you know, the kitsch, the glitz, the glamour. You know, it's not flavor of the week over here. Oh, whatever, we love you for a month, and then we're on to the next hottest thing.
Totally.
The fans, the bands. It's less about that, and I really do believe it's more about the music, and people who are into it are big, big, big music fans. So to all the jammers out there, we know you're listening, and thank you so much.
Absolutely. We love you.
You are substantive.
For whatever you look like.
Yes.
Whatever you sound like.
Yes.
Whoever you are, we really... It's an amazing community of extraordinary people who are so crazy about music. Speaking of music, you have a new song out.
Oh,
can we talk about City Kids?
Dude, we got the song. We got the song, man. It's been out a couple weeks now. We're very excited. It's called City Kids. Y'all know it. I've been telling you about it. I'm excited to play it live. I'm excited because, you know, there's something fun coming up, Isaac, and it's, I don't know if we could talk about it quite yet, but we can hint at it, you know, from the people who brought you Quarantine Comes Alive. Yep. And the people who brought you Justice Comes Alive. Something else is about to come alive.
Oh.
And there may or may not be a live rendition of City Kids that's about to really come alive. You
Perform
know what I'm trying
us.
To say? Perform by us. Perform by us here, taped on this very Labor Day. Isaac.
Well, that's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
I think the charitable aspect of the live streams is really wonderful. And I think the activism and charitable aspect of the jam community has always been very alive. And,
yes.
And, you know, at times it's also been really aspirational. And I think this gives it a real platform. It makes it really easy for people to contribute to causes that matter to these musicians and to the people who work in this industry. And, you know, I really think that will carry on, actually, after COVID, when we all get to be in a room together,
yes,
listening to people play live music. I don't think that aspect will be forgotten. In fact, I think it will be all the more exciting and alive.
Exactly. Exactly. And on that tip, I must say, you know, there's like a meme going on where it's like, you know, the people who usually throw benefit concerts for you are unable to throw benefit concerts right now, except of course there's the streaming element, and you got to, you know, a tip of the hat to the Live for Live Music crew who have been throwing all these amazing, you know, charitable situations, and, you know, so many others that have been doing it kind of, you know, virtually, if you will. Having said that, please go to SaveOurStages.com.
Absolutely.
Do what you can. Tell your congressman. Tell everybody. The live music business, the music business in general, the events business, it's not in great shape. We're figuring it out. We're tiptoeing around it. We're trying to do everything we can. But people are out of work. They're losing work. There's just no work. Things are, they need your help. So please, do what you can. You know which links to hit. We tell you about them every week. And on that note, Isaac, I think we may have reached the end of our road here.
Absolutely.
How sad is that?
I thought you said...
Yes.
And of course, there is the screaming elephant. But you said streaming element.
I love the screaming element.
Screaming elephant.
Screaming elephant.
Well, Karina, it's been such a pleasure to be on 3 from the 7.
Oh.
I listen every week and...
Come on.
Yeah, so I look forward to your next round of guests and... For more down the road.
Thank you so much for being here with me. Ladies and gentlemen, go to relics.com/subscribe. You got to do it. Hit that button.
Oh, if you don't get Relics magazine and you're listening to this, you are not doing it right.
You're out of your damn mind.
You have to have the print version of Relics. I love reading it.
Thank you. Thank you, Isaac. You see, we're not here to disparage you if you don't have it, but all I'm trying to say is if you don't have it, you might as well just check yourself in, because that's it. That's
Didn't
it.
Didn't occur to me that could be the case. You
it's unbelievable. This podcast is brought to you by Will Schwerd. Schwerd Up Productions. He is our audio man. He splices it together. He masters it. He makes it rain. And once again, really, shout out to our girl, Rafaela Kenny Sincotta.
Raf, we are here for it. We love you. We're so excited you're taking Raf across the country.
Where do you think she is right now?
Oh, my God. Probably at the Yarmouth Drive-In.
Yo, wrong direction, but
oh,
I like
yeah,
it.
Right.
Maybe she's in like a, you know, like a national park near Chicago.
Yes, maybe she's having some deep dish pizza.
That's a beautiful image. Raf, we're here. We love you. We miss you. Isaac did a beautiful job filling in for you. You better watch out, because my boy here is here hot on your toes. But don't worry. We'll just keep the seat warm for you. It's going to come back. And I'm so glad that I could take the podcast off your plate this week. I've told you guys this before, but Raph is really the mastermind behind this thing. I'm just the talent. I come in and talk some bullshit. She does it all. She comes up with the stories. I came up with the stories this week.
Also, if you're still listening at this point and you think Karina should have an autobiography or you think Raph should have a spinoff show called Everybody Loves Raph, let us know. Write to Raph and Karina.
At gmail.com. We love it. Oh, my God. Thanks, Isaac. You've done amazing. Guys, it's his first time on the pod. Can you believe it? He's a natural. He's such a natural. Do you have any parting words for our people here, Isaac? That's what she usually does to me. And I just say, like, licky, licky, yawanga, got, yeah, baby. Blaze a fire, love one another, hold it, your loved ones close. But you could say something.
That kind of did it. But yeah? I hope everyone has a normal day. And blaze on.
My man. Thank you. Goodbye, everybody.